I wish I could draw, said Meg.
Why don't you learn? Replied Miss Kate. She was a little older than the other girls, and was very much the fashionable young lady.
I haven't time, said Meg. I have a job teaching four children in a family.
Oh, said Miss Kate, looking rather shocked.
She said no more, but her face showed that she thought being a private teacher was little better than being a servant, and Meg's cheeks quickly became red.
In America, young ladies prefer to work and earn money for themselves, said Mr. Brooke quickly, and not expect others to pay for everything.
I see, said Miss Kate, coldly. Soon after, she took her drawing and moved away.
There's no place like America for us workers, Miss Meg, said Mr. Brooke, smiling. His brown eyes looked at Meg warmly, and she smiled back at him.
I wish I liked teaching as much as you do, she said.
You would if you were teaching Laurie, said Mr. Brooke. I'll be sorry when he goes to college next year, but then I shall become a soldier.
I think every young man wants to be a soldier, said Meg. But it's hard for the family who stay at home.
I have no family, and not many friends to care if I live or die, said Mr. Brooke, sadly.
Laurie and his grandfather would care, said Meg, and we would all be very sorry if anything happened to you.
Thank you, said Mr. Brooke, cheering up immediately.